In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for
personal.
Okay. If you and another man are coming over to see me, again, without using your name, you point to him and say, Ann, I'm coming over to see you.
Bob and I? Or I said, he and I?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, if you're identifying yourself, you knock on the door and you know I'm going to recognize the sound of your voice, you might say, oh, open the door, it's just.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And if you're identifying another man, you say, it's just.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's female, it's.
It's true.
And if it's several people, it's.
It's just them.
Okay. All right, this expression, comparing how tall you are, you might say, he's not as tall as.
I am.
Or I'm not as tall as.
He is.
Okay. And comparing how well you do something, you might say that he can do it better than.
Better than me.
All right. And possesses, if something belongs to me, you would say that's.
If something belongs to me, it's mine.
And it belongs to me, you
it's
would.
Yours.
Okay, it belongs to us together, it's.
Both of ours.
Okay. If it belongs to them, it's.
Theirs.
Belongs to him.
His.
To her.
To her.
It's.
Hers.
Okay. If you're talking to several people as a group together, if they're about to leave and you want them to come back again, what might you tell them?
Come back.
Or blank, come back again. You're talking to a group.
You're invited back again.
Huh?
You are invited back again.
All right. Would you ever say something, well, y'all come back?
You all, I guess.
You don't say y'all? Never.
Not like I will.
What about the possessive of that word? If you're asking a group of people if they own something together, like a car, you might say, is that car?
It's your car.
All right. Do you ever say yourself, or do you ever hear people say, is that y'all's car?
No.
Would you say that?
I don't think. I hope not.
Do you hear people say
that? Oh, yes, I heard.
They would say what? Is that?
Is that your car?
Or what I said, is that?
Is that you all's car?
You all's car. Do you ever hear y'all's?
77 white yellow.
Yellow. We try this on. You ever hear yellow?
No, I don't know hearing that.
Okay. All right. This situation: if I had been to a party and you wanted to know everybody who'd been at the party, what would you ask me?
Who attended the party?
Okay. Now, if I went to hear a speaker and you didn't go and I was telling you about it and you wanted to know the substance of what he said, you'd ask.
What was his party?
Do you ever hear, do you ever say yourself, who all was there, what all did he say?
Who all was there? What all did they say?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Don't think you would say that.
Uh-uh.
Have you heard that?
No. What all was there?
What all did he say?
What was there? Yeah. What was there?
But not what all did he say. Or not who all was there. Does that sound strange to you?
Slightly.
Okay. All right, this word, if no one will look after them, they've got to look out for
himself.
And if nobody else will do it for him, he has to do it
himself.
Okay, the stuff that's made out of flour baked in loaves, you call it?
Bread.
Okay, any different types?
Oh, there is whole wheat bread, there is loaf bread.
Mm-hmm. What about something else made out of flour that you might have for breakfast?
Coffee cakes is there.
Okay. Are these things?
Biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. Sam, stuff made out of cornmeal, that's.
Cornbread.
All right. Now, when something is, are you familiar with the word pone? Corn pone or pone of cornbread?
No.
All right. Do you know what, have you ever heard the word corn dodger?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard of hoe cake?
Yes, hoe cake.
Now what is that?